This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin Friday morning. Qatar said that's a day later than originally announced as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is to lead to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. Dr. Majad Al-Ansari, the spokesman for the Foreign Ministry of Qatar.
The lists have been handed to both sides, and finally, in a communication just now, the list has been handed to the Israeli intelligence service.
Israel says the four-day pause could be extended if Hamas continues to release hostages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
We will make sure that the Netherlands will be for the Dutch people again. We will restrict the asylum tsunami and migration. People will have more money in their wallet again.
First place in the Dutch elections in the far-right party of Geert Wilders represents an earthquake in the country's politics. Senior research fellow at the Klingendaele Institute, René Kerpes.
It's an earthquake. You can call it an earthquake. Nobody expected this result. PVV, which more or less is the radical populist outlier in Dutch politics, becoming the biggest party, prime minister's party perhaps even, that was really not expected by anyone. Not even by Geert Wilders, the potential prime minister himself.
Despite his rhetoric, Kerpes says he will have to form a coalition that will moderate his views. Niger's military ruler on Thursday arrived in Mali to meet his counterpart for the first time. Niger's neighbors, Mali and Burkina Faso, which are also ruled by military leaders, have pledged solidarity